It's Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. In the past, we have set aside time for Governor Fallon to discuss her plans for the state, and this morning, we do the same thing for her opponent. Joe Dorman, this past Saturday, released his education plan at a news conference to the Tulsa Classroom Teachers Association. We talked with him about the plan.
Well, on Saturday, I was pleased to announce the third phase of my Classrooms First program, which is the program we have developed to try and help the education system in the state of Oklahoma by fixing many of the problems created by the Fallacy administration, the Fallon-Barisi education plans over the past 4 years. With the standards of what we are reviewing, we want to create a blue ribbon panel that will go through and revise the standards that have been in place for years in Oklahoma. Common Core was adopted, and the legislature repealed Common Core and reverted back to the past standards. The past standards are insufficient, and new standards must be developed within the next 2 years. So other than myself appointing a competent Board of Education that will apply the standards fairly and make sure that they're implemented the correct way in the schools, we want to develop the appropriate standards using our colleges of education in Oklahoma, parents, teachers, the administrators, those professionals that work with the students each day, and make certain that we have a standard in place that will meet the challenges in our schools. It will be a tough standard, but also annually review these and develop the appropriate standards based on the grade and the age of the student.
You say these will be reviewed annually. Has that been part of the problem with Oklahoma?
That is the problem. You have had too many one-size-fits-all programs developed through the years. Most recently, Common Core, which was a nationalized standard. We have not had an annual review go through and adjust where the shortfalls might lie and come up with a system that truly benefits the students. We've seen the legislature and Mary Fallon pass too many policies such as high-stakes tests on third graders and high school students instead of putting the resources in the classroom for the students to receive the assistance with remediation and tutoring. We must do a better job of actually providing the tools necessary to achieve rather than putting a stick over the head students and not giving them the tools that they need.
You talked about setting up a blue ribbon panel. How would that be accomplished?
I've been working with education professionals over the last several months developing the appropriate education platform to help with the schools. And of course, first and foremost, we've got to treat the teachers with dignity and respect. We have too many politicians tinkering with the policies in the classroom. There are too many hoops the teachers have to jump through rather than actually doing their jobs and teaching the students, educating the students. So I want to make sure we have the right people in place, the professionals that understand the day-to-day job, and deliver the standards, deliver the work on paper, where it's easy for the teachers to understand, it's easy to comprehend for the students, and it sets up a level where we encourage these students to achieve their highest potential. And we have many great minds related to education in Oklahoma, and I want to bring them to the table, as many as possible, which includes the parents, the school board members, and allow them to have a voice. And that's the thing we've been missing. There has not been a voice from the local level sharing that information with the people at the state capitol building to make sure that things are done the right way.
Gubernatorial candidate Joe Dorman. It is 7:39 now. This is Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS.